Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Few of the answers, but we'll see if we can change that today with our contestant comedian Lauren Bonner.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Recording this one during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
The Comedy Festival. You've caught me at the beginning, thank God, so I haven't lost my mind.
Oh, you still got optimism and hope.
Yeah.
Left in your heart. Yeah, great.
I'm like four shows in. I'm like, maybe anything could happen.
What's the name of the show?
My show is called Elephant. Please come see it. And you'll be seeing
great
probably
review.
At the end, and I'll be on Hinge. So, yeah, this is my turning point. I think I'm losing my mind right now.
Should we do a quiz?
Let's do a quiz.
You have a Brains Trust here today to assist you in your efforts, which is good news. First of all, we have the ghostwriter of Lady Marmalade.
Ooh, yum. Is it Paddington Bear?
No, it's Gary Marshall.
Hello, Kyron. Hello, Lauren. It's so good to be here, and I don't appreciate the jokes.
Oh, you're a very serious man, are you?
Well, I like to think I can laugh as much as the next person, but there are some things that are sort of off limits that I take seriously, and so...
Is music one of those? You take music very seriously?
Yeah, I take music pretty seriously, and I take my work pretty seriously. And so for me to agree to come here and sit down and have a joke about Paddington Bear...
Okay.
Yeah. To call a song called Lady Marmalade about food...
Well, I thought, I mean, the marmalade... Is it not? Is that not a reference to food?
Well, marmalade is a spread, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I thought that maybe the song and you
it's
guys wrote it.
Lady Toast, is it? So spread's barely food; it's complimentary.
Well, it's still food. You do eat it.
Yes, but rarely by itself, unless you're Paddington Bear. I mean,
he loves the stuff.
He does love the stuff. That's true. Yeah,
but just to be clear again, so the song is not about Paddington Bear.
No,
marmalade.
No.
What is Lady Marmalade about?
Well, it's changed a lot through the years.
Mm.
So I originally wrote it for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, this is the Lady Marmalade that was the theme tune to Moulin Rouge, Baz Luhrmann's.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So seminal I wrote that Red Curtain Trilogy film.
Myself to sing and perform in the film.
Yeah.
And Baz said it wasn't working, and so it got reappropriated and moved through various different iterations.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, artists hate it when their work's sort of reappropriated, don't they?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Makes us furious.
Yeah, very. I'm sure you'd be very, very angry. That was it. Who sung it in the end? Do you remember who stole your work?
It was Little Kim, Maya, Pink, and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that
your enemies.
Four of them, and they butchered it.
It's a super group. It is. Did they ever collaborate on anything else?
No, I didn't write anything else for them, did I?
No, and only you could.
That's right.
Oh, you didn't even write this for them.
Well, no, I didn't. I wrote it for myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what else have you written? Have you got any other works that we might know of?
No.
One and done.
Nothing, just this one.
Yeah, just this one.
Yep. So Gary Marshall, the ghostwriter of Lady Marmalade, is okay. here to assist you in the quiz today.
Well, I think he might have some interesting knowledge that I don't, you know. I feel like you've probably got a few gaps that you could fill for me, because I don't know much about the world of Lady Marmalade. And
well, yeah, if there are any questions about the original lyrics, I'll be I'll be a huge help.
The original lyrics? Were the original lyrics different?
Yeah, they were very different.
Was the French?
No.
C'est soi? How does it go again?
They changed it to Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, c'est soi. But I said, would you like to fuck me?
Bit more direct.
Yeah.
Like I said, Gary Marshall is here. But the brain trust does not end there. We also have a prawn trawler with us today.
Well, I'm actually a man called Phil and I operate a prawn trawler.
Yeah, sorry.
Prawn trawler.
I operate the prawn trawler.
A boat. No, I'm a human being.
All right, sorry. So what do you call yourself? What's your profession then? I would have thought you're a prawn trawler.
My name's Phil.
You're
and
prawner.
I operate the prawn trawler called the Big Barramundi.
The Big Barramundi.
Wow, so it's called the Barramundi, but it catches prawns.
Yeah, I mean, I bought the boat secondhand, so I didn't get to choose the name. It was just spray painted on the side.
Yeah,
it's important not to change the name of boats as well. I think that's unlucky.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've got two very combative assistants today, very strong energies in the room. I hope we go all right. You know, I'm excited to be working with you.
Do you feel combative, Phil? Do you think you're a combative person?
Yeah. I don't know anything about Lady Marmalade, but he seems like a bit of an artist wanker, if I'm honest.
Oh, easy on, Phil. I think I seem okay.
Sorry, I've had a bad day.
What happened?
I just found out there are over 2,000 species of shrimp, and I've only ever caught about 50 different species, so.
50?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So you've identified 50 separate species on your prawn trawler.
Yeah, but I didn't know there was over 2,000, so now I just need to go exploring. I feel like I'm wasting my time here. I want to go out on the boat.
Are you trawling prawns for food or for science?
For food, and then for my own personal experiments.
What are your own personal experiments?
Just seeing how big they can grow. Seeing what type of... They can change colour depending on their habitat, so just putting them in different... But you colour the water with food colouring, see what happens, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Should we do a quiz?
Yeah, let's do a quiz.
Question
I'm excited.
Number one.
I'm in good company.
Question number one. Excluding Vatican City and San Marino City, four national capitals have city in their name. Name any two. So other than San Marino City and Vatican City, what are two of the national capitals that have city in their name?
Okay. How are you guys with geography?
Yeah, how far has the prawn trawler taken you around the world, Phil?
Well, yeah, I'm mostly into the oceans, really. Mm.
Yeah, sort of takes you out, but you always come back to the home port, I guess.
Oh, yeah, always come back.
But do
back
you use it for holidays? Do you get out about, you know? Do you?
Oh, yeah, sometimes I go over to Magnetic Island.
Yep.
Not too much further than that, though. The boat's a bit old, so.
Yeah. Mm. So they've got island in the names, not city. Is Mexico City one?
Hey. I was going to say, I think countries that have cities named after the country is probably a good place to start.
And then I feel like there's probably another one in South America. Mm. Have you ever travelled to South America at all?
No.
Is Manchester City one, or is that just a sporting team?
I don't think it's a national capital.
Well, I don't know too much about national capitals.
What did you write, Lady Marmalade, Gary? Because I know a lot of musicians, they go places, don't they? They go, they take a retreat, they head off somewhere, you know, locked down in a studio.
I wrote it in a bush.
Just in a bush?
Yeah, in a bush.
Yeah.
Out the back of my property.
So you sort of got
in the
mood.
I just had a restraining order put in by my wife, and so I'd know where to go.
So you went out and wrote a song with the lyrics, fuck me.
That's right, yeah.
Just having had a restraining order.
Not for or about her, yeah.
All right, it's separate.
Yeah, yeah. It was sort of about me getting back out into the market.
Mm. And I guess a way of, like, letting people know that you were out in the market as well, out to the world.
Yeah. That was the idea.
It would have been a great debut to have been able to perform it in the film Moulin Rouge.
It would have been incredible.
Because it was quite a big film. Have you seen it, Phil?
No.
I think you liked it.
Well, I didn't see it either. I boycotted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's starring our own Nicole Kidman. Do you know Nicole?
Yeah, no, yeah. She filmed Australia off Bowen.
Oh, which I've
sometimes come into. there. Oh, yeah, they spray painted her on the big water tank. So see her face sometimes on there. Yeah. Yeah. Go have a look at beautiful artwork.
Is it still there?
Yeah, you don't take Nicole Kidman off the big water feet, off the big water tank.
Yeah, it would be disrespectful, I imagine.
Yeah, she's right next to a green tree frog painted on there. So it's beautiful. Of course.
So I guess Bowen is an option available to you, Lauren, or you could go your own way with Mexico City and another.
I've got a hat that says NYC on it. Is that one?
But it's not a. But it has to be a national capital?
I think it's meant to be a national capital. No. NYC, of course, not even a state capital. Just an extra fact there for you.
Wow. And then...
What's the state capital of New York?
Albany.
Oh.
Interesting.
Never I'm pretty sure.
How often do you get to wow people with that piece of information?
First time ever. Are you wowed?
No, but I imagine someone could be.
Yeah.
Probably feels pretty good, though.
Feels amazing, actually.
Walking around with this your whole life.
Yeah, I know.
It once.
Just got it out.
The weight off your shoulders.
I don't even actually know if it's 100% true.
Wow.
Well, it's either 100% true or 100% not true, but I don't know which one of those it is.
Well, now I'm trying to think of, this is going to make me sound so stupid, but like Washington, D.C., that's like the capital of the USA, right?
Mm. I believe so.
But what does that
100% correct there,
D.C. stand for? Is that
definitely city?
Is it city?
Sorry.
Washington, definitely city.
It's either definitely city or District of Columbia.
Yeah, it might be that. I think it might be definitely a city.
That's right.
So do you want to put Mexico City and Washington definitely a city?
Let's do Mexico City and can you name some other countries in like South America?
Is Panama city?
Ooh.
Is that a...
That rings a bell. Is Panama a country or a city?
I think Panama's
mostly
a country.
Mostly a hat factory, I believe.
Is that where you got your hat?
This hat?
Yes.
No.
It is corduroy. You might be able to hear at some point on the podcast, but...
Yeah.
But he is all in corduroy, so yeah. He just does... Zoos, zoos, zoos.
I recently moved out of the bush, so I started getting to wear swishy clothes again.
Yeah.
Moved into the bush. I thought you'd just gone out the back to write a song in the bush.
No, I was in the bush for 20 years.
No.
You moved into, and when you say the bush, do you mean like the way in Australia we refer to like the bush?
I mean
a bush?
The bush I was in.
Like one plant.
Well, I call it the bush. To you, I can see that it would be a bush.
Yes.
But I guess that's about people's relationship to places and things.
Yeah. So people would be, what you up to tonight, Gary? Just heading back to the bush.
That's right. So when I got out, first thing I did, I bought an outfit entirely of corduroy.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people were doing the last time you're in the city, so
that's right.
It only made sense.
20 years later, I'm sure you just assumed. Yeah, and so in the bush, you were naked.
Well, no,
you weren't. Oh, so you weren't naked. You were wearing
clothes.
So do you want to put Mexico City and?
Okay, let's say Mexico City and Panama City.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure Panama is one of them.
You don't even know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
Wow.
We'll find the answers at the end.
Who's the real quiz meister?
Cindy McDonald at the Saturday Paper.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm not familiar.
It's the hardest quiz in the country. Question number two. Which film won this year's Best Picture Oscar? Which film won this year's Best Picture Oscar? You're in the arts, Gary.
Well, I was.
Yeah, you even have songs in movies.
Technically, yeah. I mean, I don't consider that entirely my song, considering what they did to it. But, I'm familiar with movies. I'm familiar with music.
Were you invited to the Oscars or the Grammys?
This year?
No, probably in the year of Moulin Rouge.
No.
I don't think anyone from Moulin Rouge was invited to the Oscars or the Grammys.
I don't know why not.
They could have been.
I think it's a beautiful film.
But no, so my boycott extended beyond Moulin Rouge and I've been boycotting all music and movies ever since.
It sort of feels like you've been boycotting life for 20 years, Gary.
I wouldn't call it a boycott. I'd call it a regroup.
Yeah. A 20-year regroup.
The time span's not important. What's important is I'm back out in the world.
Yeah, it takes as long as it takes sometimes.
Thank you.
You need to go away. What do you? Because Phil, you'd probably, you love your boat. You're kind of a bush guy yourself. You admire the bush life.
Oh yeah. I like the bush life. I like the sea life. I don't like the city life. So yeah, I haven't seen too many.
And are they all the lives? The
sea, city,
sea, city,
and bush.
And bush.
There's you've lived also the bush ice life if you're in an icy area.
The ice life.
And then that's desert life. Yep. You can have icy desert life in one of the icy deserts.
Yeah.
Like Antarctica.
Yeah. And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Island life if you're on a small island. Not Australia, but like an island that's like less than 20 kilometres.
Mountain life.
Yeah, mountain life, high altitude life, we call that.
Sky life.
Yeah, sky life. Yeah.
Nightlife.
But you can have nightlife covers. You can have nightlife in the icy desert too.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have,
Sometimes in the icy desert it's night for months on end.
Yeah.
What's the nightlife in bush life?
Well, it's just called night.
But which film won this year's Best Picture Oscar?
Did you see any movies? So Will Smith was nominated, obviously. Did you guys see that?
No.
Oh.
He slapped someone.
Oh.
He slapped Chris Rock on the stage. Because he was nominated for Best Actor in the movie about Serena and Venus Williams' dad.
That's right.
King. Is it called The King?
I think it might be called The King.
King Richard?
King Richard.
King Richard.
I think it's King Richard.
I saw the preview for that, when I went to go see Finding Nemo, which had been brought back at the cinemas after stuff. They did a lot of re-stuff, and I really love Finding Nemo. So, yeah, I did see the
preview. Do you sort of prefer movies about the ocean?
Yeah, that Andre the Seal, Jaws,
Yeah.
That's basically the big three for me.
That is the big three, yeah. Actually, I think the Best Picture Oscar this year went to a film about a fisherman or a fishing family.
Was it a movie called The Power of the Dog?
No.
I heard about this?
I think that was about cowboy life.
See, I don't know. I just heard those words, and I remember people saying that it was boring, and then other people saying you shouldn't say it's boring.
It can be so divisive.
Yeah.
You know, what is obviously an abomination of a brilliant original song to one person can be, a chart-topping hit for 5 weeks to the Western world.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Have you ever written again after that trauma?
No, 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 no. I couldn't.
You never will?
No, probably not.
Hung up the...
Yeah, look...
Did you write it on?
What did I write it on?
Yeah.
Paper. Pen and paper. Traditional means.
So you hung up the pen.
I hung up the pen. I hung up the paper. So I'm off pens and paper now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cord for me.
As in corduroy?
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, I did write with cords.
Okay. He likes to laugh. We're laughing.
So you do
now.
Like jokes. I see.
When they tickle me.
I think the film was Coda.
Coda?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. How bad am I?
Another musical term.
Yeah. Question number three. Do you want to put Coda?
Yeah, sure.
Question number three. In Greek mythology, which half-bird and half-woman creatures lured sailors to destruction by the sweetness of their song? In Greek mythology, which half-bird and half-woman creatures lured sailors to destruction by the sweetness of their song? Who are you trying to lure with your song, Gary Marshall?
Literally anyone who heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a very dark place and I was casting a pretty wide net, to borrow some fishing parlance.
No worries. Yep. Lovely to hear it.
And how did they hear it? Because you're just there with the pen and the paper.
Yeah.
So that you're just expecting them to hear the scribblings and run to you.
Well, no, I'm performing it very quietly. I'm writing it very quietly. Of course, I'm not allowed to be on the property.
Yep.
So basically I finished it. I headed down to the shops and I would busk with it. And that's when Baz Luhrmann was walking by and he said, you're pretty close to something here. And I said, thank you, Baz.
Yep.
And so,
not quite on it, but close to something there.
Well, yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. And so when you're down there busking with it, just off the pen and the paper.
Yeah.
And the lyric again.
Who would like to fuck me?
So how did that go when you're down there on the street side busking?
Just on a mic, saying, who would just like you to doing fuck it? Me? Who
well,
would like
it,
to
it
fuck
sort of Baz
me?
Arrived moments before the police. It was sort of one after the other.
And thank God.
Yeah.
And he would be able to sort anything out. I imagine a guy like Baz Luhrmann.
Well, this is the interesting thing is, I'm being put in prison for public indecency, I suppose, and he's getting away with a bloody daylight robbery.
Yeah. You didn't get 20 years by chance, did you?
What?
You didn't get 20 years in prison by chance, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, he was in the bush of his own.
You were in the bush for 20 years.
I was in the bush.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Have you ever been lured by a song out on the water? Have you ever seen anything out there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen mermaids, but they're not half bird, half woman.
Well, yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think when I think about being lured by the song, I think of a siren.
Siren song.
But I thought that I was always picturing them as mermaids, not a half bird, but maybe I'm just getting the mythology
wrong. Have you seen any half birds out on the water?
No.
Around the back of Magnetic Island?
Unless they mean half bird, like it's like half fish, half bird, like bird like a woman,
Oh, yeah.
So it is a half bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
So that would be half woman, half woman.
It would be just a full woman, which if sometimes out at sea you see one of them and you do think you would crash a boat.
Yeah.
Full if you see a woman out in the water.
A full woman.
If you saw a full woman out there.
I saw a full woman and I've been out at sea for months on end.
Yeah.
I'll just beeline the boat. Beeline the Big Barra straight for her.
Yeah, you need to kind of, when you come back to shore, are you married, Phil?
You know, yeah. yeah, but sometimes you don't see her for a while. She goes off.
Yeah.
We've got an agreement, which is we're married, but, you know.
You're at sea.
Yeah.
You know.
This and that.
What can be done?
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing her own thing. I'm doing my own thing. It's just too much paperwork to figure anything different out.
Absolutely. Mm.
Are you happy with that?
Me, yeah. I mean, it's bad luck to have a woman on board.
I see.
Well, I think I'll guess Siren.
I'll put Siren.
Thank you.
Question number four. Sonntag is the German name for which day of the week? Sonntag is the German name for which day of the week? Do you speak German, Lauren?
Ich spreche Sie kleine Deutsche. Mm-hmm. danke. Well, I know it's Montag, Dienstag, and then it's like, don't know, Wednesday. And then Freitag is Friday. I think Sonntag is Sunday.
You reckon it's Sunday. Phil, are you bilingual?
No. I'll speak the language of the sea.
Do you speak to the prawns ever? Do you think they can hear you?
Yeah, I'll call them in.
Yeah?
They come to me.
Is that how you get them in?
Yeah, I go, hey, They come towards me.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
So you barely need to trawl if you've got that.
Yeah, no, they just jump on the ship.
Absolutely.
Basically.
Yep. I might be part poor myself because I'm drawn to you after that.
Thank you. Well, nice to see a beautiful lady.
Well, there we are on dry land.
My first time hearing music in 20 years.
Wow.
And it was one of the most.
They didn't have any music in prison?
Thank you.
I wouldn't know, mate. I was in the bush.
Do you want to put Sunday?
Sunday is my guess, yeah.
Question number five, a music question. In which American city was the Motown music label founded? What label were you with when you were producing music, Gary Marshall? Did you have an agency representing you?
I didn't have a traditional agency, but I did have a small group of people behind me.
Like an indie? An indie label?
Yeah, I was working independently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was by myself.
Is this a trick question? Is there somewhere called Motown?
Interesting.
It's great lateral thinking.
Yeah.
Mm. I listened to a lot of Motown before I started abstaining from music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were some of your favourites?
Favourite songs?
Yeah, or favourite artists, favourite songs from Motown.
I couldn't tell you. Mm. I've had to wipe all the memories.
It. Have you wiped the, the associated geographic facts about it?
I could remember that, yeah.
Do you know the answer?
I think so.
Please tell the quizmeister.
Where do you think Motown was founded?
Canberra.
Okay, well, I'm going to have faith in you. I'm going to have faith in our musical expert on the panel. I'm going to say Canberra.
In which American city was the Motown music label founded?
Canberra.
I'll put Canberra.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Question number six.
So we don't have trust in this. We don't have anything. We don't.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then we have nothing.
I will be shocked if that is incorrect.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to find out.
It would cast, the whole quiz into doubt, to be completely honest.
Mm. If that was incorrect.
Makes sense, because Motown is a very kind of clean, formulaic genre of music, and Canberra is obviously the only city designed by an architect. It's a very
one of the
precise.
First things they planned when they were planning the city was that they were going to start a musical movement called Motown there.
And it goes with
that's
the
what
city.
The city's about.
You're going around a roundabout, like, oh, I'll be there. You know, I can see it, I can hear it. So
your voice would bring in some prawns.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
I'll send you a recording. I can't be on the boat. I know, bad luck.
Yeah, bad luck.
Question number six. Dove Lake sits at the foot of which Tasmanian mountain? Dove Lake sits at the foot of which Tassie mountain?
Ooh.
Got to be Dove Mountain.
You reckon Dove Lake on Dove Mountain? They dovetail together nicely.
Yeah.
The only mountain I know in Tasmania is Cradle Mountain.
Same. As I've been to Cradle Mountain. I've never been to Dove Lake.
But it's probably a big head. Did you go all around the whole base of it? Because it could have been on the other side.
No, we sat in the spa a lot.
Wow.
Walked up at once. So there was reception up the top.
Okay.
Is Cradle Mountain the one with Wine Glass Bay at the bottom, or is that a different one?
I'm not sure. Is that on the north of Tasmania?
I have no idea. I just know the oceans.
Not many prawns down that way? You get all the prawns up top?
No, they got mostly oysters down there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most prawns you've eaten in one sitting?
Well, you can get the little prawns, which is easier. So
that's like a tiger
it's a hard
prawn.
Question. Do we want to go by grams or kilos? Because that's a different thing, you know. If you got a king prawn, that's about 30 little prawns.
Mm. Well, I think if you go by grams or kilos, it will probably.
Well, yeah. All right, let's go kilos then. Oh, I've eaten 4 kilos of prawns in one sitting.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
What's your sauce of choice? Like a seafood sauce, a classic? Or?
Oh, I just like to mix up a bit of the tomato with the tartare.
Want to go back. There's so many kilos of prawns.
Four kilos.
Yeah.
Were they going off?
No. I just found some real juicy ones.
Couldn't help yourself.
Couldn't help myself. I'm a glutton for prawns.
Yeah. Were you full at any point?
No, because the prawns actually give me the run, so I basically just sat on the edge of the boat and ate them as they came out the other end. It was beautiful.
So it was a sort of a perfect cycle.
Yes, they cleaned me right out. I had the most beautiful skin for weeks after.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, that's so fast. You could almost trawl them up again and go around for a second time.
Oh, yeah. They were coming in because what happens then is you bring another fish in as well. You're bringing up more prawns in because they're eating your shit off the edge of the water.
Mm.
And you give the shit prawns to the people trying to buy the prawns off you.
So the prawns that we buy?
Those prawns have eaten my
They've already
shit.
Been through you. Sort of like those coffee beans that have been through an animal.
Yes.
Yep,
I tried to buy my stepfather one of that tea the other day and he refused for his birthday. I thought it would be lovely to buy him that, but he refused that.
Yeah.
Cat poo tea, which I thought was disgusting of him to refuse that.
Yeah, a lot of people like it. I think it's a delicacy.
It is.
It's similar to these prawns that have been through your entrails.
Yes, they should be. It's a sweet taste. Like I said, they were sweet, juicy prawns fed through me back to the prawns, double sweet.
Is that how you get them?
That's how you get them. So beautiful.
I've got to say I hate this and I've even forgotten the question.
Dove Lake sits at the foot of which Tasmanian mountain?
Love that. What a beautiful island, a beautiful name for a beautiful lake, and we got there. You've been to Taz. Have you been to Tassie oysters down there? Do you know any other mountains? Unless we just say Cradle Mountain is the mountain we all know.
I feel like unless someone knows another Tasmanian mountain, that's sort of all we've got.
Yeah, it is the only mountain.
That is the only mountain I know.
Cradle. I'll put Cradle. Question number 7. Craig Bellamy recently coached his 500th consecutive game at which NRL club? Follow sport much, Lauren?
No, I thought it was Craig Bellamy.
Craig Bellamy recently coached his 500th consecutive game at which NRL club? Getting out of culture so much, sport must be a huge part of your life.
No,
Gary
don't
Marshall.
Watch sport.
No, I wouldn't have thought so, no. So don't watch much sport there. No telly in the bush?
Well, the thing is, you know, they play a lot of music at sports games and that sort of gets in the way of the action for me.
So it is music very specifically that you're against.
Yeah, and
so you do engage in life just in things that aren't just have no music in them whatsoever.
Ideally, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So public transport, you've been on public transport?
No, people have got their phones with these speakers and whatnot now. It's too high risk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'd be taking the stairs, not the elevator and all of that, I imagine.
Yeah, well,
I don't
take stairs either. I'm only ever on the ground floor.
Ground floor, outdoors.
Or maybe like a walk in the park. Do you go for walks in the park?
No, you wouldn't want to go in the park. People congregating, speakers,
yep,
whatnot.
There's those bongo.
Yeah.
Teams.
Have you got some you should get some noise cancelling headphones.
No, I can't because to buy them, they make you listen to a song on them.
Oh.
I'm in an incredibly compromised.
Do you go swimming? Do you go swimming a lot? I mean, because then you've
never learned to swim.
Mm.
Well, you should go buy a gun and just take it out and just fire it up into the sky until you get tinnitus and then just deafen yourself. That would be good.
Wow. I love the spoken word though.
Oh.
Yeah, you big podcast guy?
Huge podcast guy.
They have taken over music in a big way, and that's what I think you would love about it. Yeah.
How do you deal with the music at the top and the bottom of most podcasts?
What?
How do you deal with like that sting of music that often comes in at the start and the end of most podcasts? That must be a nightmare for you.
Well, I've got a friend who edits it out.
Wow, a bespoke editor just to edit all your...
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to listen to it and then he re-uploads it in a different pod for you to listen to.
Well, he kind of performs it.
So he re-records the podcast.
Yeah.
Just in case someone else has a bit of musicality in their voice.
Yeah. Well, he knows how I like to hear.
Yeah, well, that's a good friend.
It's an incredible friend.
as more than a friend?
Look, I'm certainly not getting into my personal life. Right, I've taken a huge risk by coming up here in the first place.
But Craig Bellamy recently coached his 500th consecutive game at which NRL club?
Okay, I think if it's a local, Melbourne Storm. Where I'm in Melbourne, and is Melbourne Storm NRL? Does it? Could anyone?
Yes,
they are.
Yeah.
Oh, you follow the NRL, do you, Phil?
I just know it from my childhood. Before I was, you can't get too much service on the boat, but I know many a team.
Yep.
But I don't.
Have the Storm been around that long since your childhood?
Yeah. No, I'm only 19.
Wow.
What? So yeah, a bit of sun on the boat you would have got.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about an SPF, doing a bit of sunscreen, and you taking care of yourself?
Oh, I mean, you know, a vitamin D is very helpful for my mental health, so I'd rather get too much vitamin D than not enough.
True.
When did you get married?
Oh, yeah, straight, yeah. Well, everything's legal out on the ocean, so I took her out on one boat, and that's where we got married. That's the only time we've ever been on a boat together. We were 13 years old.
Unlucky.
We got married. Because her parents also, they also are big on the sea. So they used to own a pearl business. And then with everything dying on the reef, that went down. So, but we did a dowry. And it's a beautiful arranged marriage for us too.
What do you think about what's happening with the reef?
Oh, I think it's all a lot of bullshit. I don't believe it. Plus, I like the colour. I like the colour white, so it's nice to see it underneath the water sometimes. Mm. Bit of a minimalist me.
It's pretty trendy, actually. If you see, like, on Instagram, all of the interiors right now, people are doing monochrome, all whites, kind of
grays and whites.
So it's keeping with the times.
Yeah.
I think, doing an all-white reef.
Yeah, it's nice. It'll come back.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Do you want to put the Melbourne Storm?
Let's do that.
Question number 8. Name the new Premier of South Australia. An election recently.
Oh.
And the new Premier of South Australia.
It was a Labor win.
Just took over from Stephen Marshall.
Yeah, I couldn't have even told you who that was.
Are you related to Stephen Marshall?
No relation.
No relation, of course.
I do have a brother called Stephen.
Was he the Premier?
No relation.
No. He's not in politics.
No.
What does he do?
Well, at the moment, he mostly re-records podcasts for me.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So he's not a lover.
Wow.
But it's more than a friend, though. Our brother is more than a friend.
Yeah,
that's true.
Sort Isn't of in it?
That. What do you mean, well, when I said so he's not a lover there? Well, just before Laura.
I love him, don't I? I love this man.
Yeah, but a lover, quite specifically, does refer more to, like, your lyrics of your song, you know?
Well, you know, again, it's sort of, it's your relation to the bush I was living in, isn't it? You're telling me what you think a lover is. But I'm telling you I love my brother.
And that, and but just in sort of a brotherly way, you're saying?
In a very brotherly way, yeah.
Yeah. Not more than that.
It's legal out on the, if you go further out on the sea, you can actually, just, everything's legal out there. So if you do, it's all right. And you're illegal on my boat. So if you do want to buy a boat.
You're selling a boat?
Barra's not.
It's big.
So it's a beautiful boat. It's actually, it's very good quality and good value for money if you do want to buy. No issues with it at all.
Yeah. No issues at all.
Nothing wrong, no rust anywhere near the engine.
Why would you sell it?
You know, I just want to get a different boat.
But if there's no issues with this boat.
I want to get one that says prawn on the side.
Yeah. And I imagine now that you've discovered there are 1,000 prawns, you'd need a bigger boat.
2,000
varieties of prawns. What I would like to do is I would really like to go and find the Opeula, the Hawaiian red shrimp, which can live beyond 20 years.
Wow.
I'd love to have that.
That's older than you.
It's older than me. I could find a big old shrimp or a baby one and keep it as a friend for forever.
Mm, totally. Keep it on the boat.
Yeah.
One of the ones you don't eat.
Yeah.
Just try, unless you'd be too tempted to eat it, do you think? Well, after a few years, you'd grow a bond.
Yeah, and I can always, like, do a little bit of poo in the water there and feed it, you know, so it still can taste beautiful. You can do experiments on it over the years, see how sweet I could get it.
I guess you could.
Do a little bit of poo.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit of poo. I've got very good sphincter muscles. I can just really cut it off easy.
And you can do that on demand.
Yes.
So it's always ready.
I've always got something brewing.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
But name the new Premier of South Australia. That's the question.
And you don't know either? The Premier of South Australia?
No, I don't go for politics.
Yeah, I'm going to say like David something.
David something.
Yeah, David, first name. Give me half a point if it's a David.
Question number 9. Which iconic Australian song features the lines, "Don't say you've gone, say you've knocked off for a smoko, and you'll be back later on"? Now, who would we like to talk to about iconic Australian songs?
Well, I think music is particularly triggering for one of our guests.
Is that true, Phil?
Yes.
But do you listen to any iconic Australian songs?
Yeah, what do you got blaring on the... You must have music out on the ocean.
Yeah, mostly... Mostly John Farnham and Cold Chisel.
Yeah, I don't.
They are iconic.
I don't recognize these lyrics. I am on listening to Triple M, Kiss FM, 101.7. I thought I was pretty familiar with an iconic Australian song.
Is this song called Smoko potentially?
No, well that's
by the small boy with the mullet from the Brisbane. Chats. Yes, is that potentially that?
No, I don't think that song is just kind of like 1 minute and 45 seconds of yelling.
Okay.
I don't think it's that.
Is that how you describe the original Lady Marmalade?
No, it was 18 minutes of sensuous singing.
Can you give me a few bars? I'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so long, I'm almost embarrassed you've asked. I'm a man. And I'm out here.
No, it is embarrassing, yeah. But which iconic Australian song features the lines, "Don't say you've gone, say you've knocked off for a smoko, and you'll be back later on"?
It sounds like it could be a follow-up to "The Day You Went Away" by Wendy Matthews.
Wendy Matthews. I haven't thought of Wendy Matthews in a while.
I love that song. Love listening to that.
But do you think a lady like Wendy Matthews would say smoko?
She could do it.
Could be Bardo.
Could be Bardo, Poison.
You seem obsessed with Bardo.
I'm not obsessed with Bardo.
You keep bringing them up.
Well, you keep bringing them up.
Why? No, you've brought them up twice.
Yeah, and you've noticed, so you've brought it up as well to me.
Well, I'm just spotting a pattern.
Well, I'm not defensive about it, so you can stop talking about
it. You do seem a little defensive about it.
I don't seem defensive.
Just that I've brought up that you've brought up Bardo twice has got you going off.
No, I'm not going off. I'm just all het up.
Yeah, well, you've been 20 years in a bush.
Yeah.
Almost naked, thinking, I think, exclusively of Bardo.
Have you seen Sophie Monk recently? She's doing quite well.
Oh, that is such good news.
Yeah. And people forget that that's where she started.
Again?
What?
You're stoked to find out that Sophie Monk's doing really well.
Oh, sorry to support someone. Didn't realise it was illegal to support someone.
Yeah.
How would you have felt if Bardo did Moulin Rouge?
Look, they're the only girl group with the necessary vocals and, sex appeal to have probably carried it off.
Yes.
Mm. What were the other? Because there's Sophie Monk. Who are the other members of Bardo?
Redhead one.
Yeah, redhead one, short hair. I think one was called Tamara. And I don't know what she went on to.
Tamara, redhead one.
I think they gave her a makeover.
Well, maybe you guys could try speaking respectfully about one of Australia's preeminent music groups.
Yeah.
It was Belinda Chapel, Tiffany Wood, Sally Polly...
Who, sorry?
Sally Polly, Robonus, and Sophie Monk.
Well, you are an expert.
Yeah, and I'd know.
Do you want to put Smoko?
Let's put Paul Kelly, something by Paul Kelly.
Coward.
Who's going to... Do the smoko.
Wendy Matthews, she'd probably do.
Smoko.
Do you ever want to stop and go for smoko? That's what that would sound like.
That is what that would sound like.
Yeah.
Question number 10. Final question. Which model of Porsche shares its name with a type of pepper?
I know this.
Do you? Yeah. You know your Porsches or you know your peppers?
I do, and I do. And I will say... I struggle to think about if I don't struggle to think about. I think if I had all the money in the world, I'd still feel really bad buying a luxury car because they're just so expensive. But I will say a Porsche Cayenne is very nice.
Oh.
Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah.
What do you get around in, Gary Marshall? Because you don't use the public transport.
No.
And you don't like walking.
Yeah.
And you can't swim.
Yeah. It's not that I can't swim, it's that I don't.
Oh, that you don't.
Yeah.
I thought you said you'd never learnt.
No, well, I did learn and I unlearned.
Oh, okay. Well, 20 years is a long time.
It takes practice.
Yep. Yeah. There's no pools in prison.
I was an incredibly competitive swimmer.
You could get some rollerblades or something.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. Scooter.
I could do all sorts of things.
Yeah. Okay.
I walk.
You walk.
Yeah. Mm. How do you get around?
I have a car. KN, you reckon?
KN is the car.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Not great, to be honest.
Yeah, you were pretty short on some of those.
You guys were not much help.
Oh, easy on. We were doing our best.
There was no prawn questions.
Yeah.
True. There were quite a few sea references. There was no prawn questions.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm not about all of the sea. It's too big.
The woman who lures people.
And in Gary Marshall's defence, it is very hard to answer questions about something when you do not engage in life whatsoever.
Yeah, true.
It does make it incredibly challenging.
Exactly.
So I've noticed you started putting away some prawn cocktail. Is that something we need to be worried about?
No. I've tapped the bag on to the other end today, so it's going to be okay.
I guess we're wrapping up pretty soon, right? So we might have a few minutes for you to run to the bathroom if you start the prawns now.
So why you got that bag hanging out the back of that seat?
Yes, that is why.
sort of like
it's filling
horse.
Up already, so don't you worry.
Let's get through this then. Question number one was, excluding Vatican City and San Marino City, four national capitals have city in their name. Name any two of them. You are correct with Mexico City and Panama City. You could have also said Guatemala City or Kuwait City. Hmm. The best picture Oscar this year went to Coda.
Yep, you correct. Got that though.
I did. In Greek mythology, the half-bird, half-woman creature that lures sailors to destruction by the sweetness of their song is called a siren.
Yes, I knew that, but I thought it was a mermaid.
Sonntag is German for Sunday.
Fantastisch.
Powering on. This is amazing. In which American city was the Motown music label founded?
You said Canberra,
but it was Detroit.
Whoa, I wouldn't have got Detroit.
Question six was Dove Lake sits at the foot of which Tasmanian mountain? You said Cradle, and it's Cradle Mountain.
That's the mountain in Tasmania.
Craig Bellamy recently coached his 500th consecutive game at the Melbourne Storm.
Oh my God, I'm a genius, guys.
It's unbelievable. The new Premier of South Australia is Peter Malinauskas.
Peter and David are pretty much the same name.
Yeah, come on, give us a break.
Quite different names.
What? They're identical.
Five letters
in each
one.
They're five
consonant,
out of five.
Vowel, yeah. Consonant, vowel, consonant.
Same
I'm a white
era.
Guy. Bang. Next.
Peter, David. Is Peter in the Bible? Is Peter a biblical name as well?
I think Peter is a biblical name, yeah. St. Peter.
Yeah.
At the gates of heaven.
Gavin is the same as well.
Yeah.
Same. Shane? Gavin, Peter.
Gavin's less likely to be in a suit.
Motwell, actually. I've got an uncle called Gavin, and he wears a suit about three times a year at the races. So,
all right. Proven wrong.
You would have worn a suit at least once.
No.
At the trial?
What trial?
Question number nine was, which iconic Australian song features the lines, "Don't say you've gone, say you've knocked off for a smoko, and you'll be back later on"? You said something by Paul Kelly, maybe Smoko, but it's True Blue by John Williamson.
What? Oh. Hey, True Blue. Is it me and you? We know the chorus.
Is it mom or dad? Is it a cockatoo?
My kind of music.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You should, get around him.
And the Porsche and the Pepper are both KNs, giving you 7 out of 10.
Oh, not bad.
That's actually quite good.
Yeah, not bad.
More than just a pretty face.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm on land for the next week, so.
Okay, we'll meet up.
I'll let me know in advance. I'll take the bag out.
Thank you.
What a kind offer.
What a gentleman.
Phil, thank you very much for being here.
No worries.
So you're Gary Marshall.
I know.
Yep.
But it just seems like Phil had a great time.
Very good.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Phil. Good luck out on the water. Do you have much competition out there or any other prawn trawlers or people who own prawn trawlers out on the water?
They don't really come near me because I actually got somebody to fix up my spearfishing thing to have a much further reach. So I just sort of usually sink the other ships that come by me from a distance.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Who fixed that up for you?
Can't actually say. They don't have a legal name.
I'm starting to think maybe, Corin, you don't have any of your own beeswax.
Any of my own beeswax?
Yeah. Seem to be having a bit of trouble minding your own beeswax.
I think you are loving being back in society.
Yeah.
Like you're loving it.
Just
you're
warming back up to comedy. Because at the start he was a very serious man, but he's dropped a couple of jokes here.
Well, I've laughed at one you've made and I've made one, so...
Showing your true colours.
Well, it's a worthy 45-minute listen then. Do you have any big clients for your prawns? Who do you sell to?
Well, often? I sell to the big prawn in Ballina.
Oh, yeah?
I run a stall just down the bottom of that. Mm-hmm. I sell to, just your regular sort of Coles, Woolworths, IGA. So you can get some of my prawns from there just mixed in with the regular ones. So.
Do you have any individual purchases? Any people who might, lovers of prawn who reach out to you directly? Maybe any comedians?
Oh, yeah. No, but I sell them under a different banner with the shit prawn logo. And so we don't name and shame our clients.
Oh, okay.
Not that anybody should have any shame in it.
Well, I just know that Danielle Walker, who's a comedian performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
No, she does not like to eat the shit prawns.
She doesn't.
She actually hates prawns with a passion.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, in any case, I'm looking forward to seeing her show Nostalgia during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Have you seen or heard of that?
No.
And Gary Marshall, thank you very much for being here as well.
It's been, honestly, an incredibly eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it must have been. I mean, because this is your first day out after 20 years away.
Yeah.
So that's it's very kind of you to offer your time.
Well.
On a day like today.
You know, I've been listening to so many performances of podcasts, I thought it's about time I was on one.
Mm. And will you get your friend to voice this for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was your brother's name again?
Stephen.
Oh, that's right.
He used to be the Premier of South Australia.
What are some of your favourite podcasts that you get revoiced by your brother?
There's one by a guy called Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to much Joe Rogan. I prefer comedy podcasts.
Yeah, well, he's one of the great comedy minds.
Yeah.
And he's a hot little piece of ass too.
I listened to a New Zealand podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time.
Sounds terrible.
You heard that one before?
Well, it's called The Worst Idea of All Time, so yeah. I'm not going to dick around with something which is purporting to be awful.
It can't be the worst idea of all time, because you know what I think the worst idea of all time was? Making Pink, Christina Aguilera, the other two sing your song, Lady Marmalade.
Yeah.
Thank you, Phil.
Yep.
Thank you, Phil.
Anytime.
That's the worst idea of all time.
It is.
That's great. Oh, you guys, you've really lifted me up now.
The Melbourne Comedy Festival's on. While you're here in Melbourne, Gary, are you going to catch any shows?
Absolutely not.
No, you wouldn't expect that.
I've had quite enough laughing for the year.
Mm, well, thank you for being here, Guy Montgomery. And Lauren Bonner.
what?
Lauren Bonner, what? Congratulations.
Okay, let's start again because you kind of fucked the whole thing there.
Congratulations on 7 out of 10.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of pressure. It was pretty tense.
7 out of 10 is really good.
Yeah, it's
it's quite a high score.
Awesome, I'd
so
love
you should be proud of that.
You to make some kind of leaderboard if I'm up the top.
There is a leaderboard. You can see just if you scroll down in whatever podcast app you're listening in right now, you can see the leaderboard.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much for having me.
And your show Elephant is on at the Melbourne Comedy Festival as well.
Yeah. I will just be straightforward in plugging my show. Lauren Bonner. It's called Elephant. It's on for the whole festival at Trades Hall, 6:40 p.m. or 5:40 on Sundays.
Is there any music before you come out on stage?
There is, but
it's a real shame.
That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.